AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer chastises Senate Republicans for blocking a vote to form a congressional commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6th will be investigated and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
President Biden's first budget proposal is out.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hackers piggyback on a trusted source to infiltrate dozens of organizations.
Microsoft Vice President Tom Burt says state-backed Russian cyber spies behind the SolarWinds hacking campaign used an email marketing account for the U.S. Agency for International Development to launch a cyber assault on U.S. and foreign government agencies and think tanks this week. In a blog post, Burt said the effort targeted more than 150 different organizations, at least a quarter of them involved in international development, humanitarian, or human rights work. The hackers gained access to the USAID's account at Constant Contact, an email marketing service. And the authentic-looking emails dated May 25th contained malware. Constant Contact called it an isolated incident, while a USAID spokeswoman said that a forensic investigation was underway. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. President Biden traveled to Joint Base Langley in Virginia near Washington to mark the start of Memorial Day weekend. He tells the troops at the base,
"You make up 1% of the population. You're defending 99% of the rest of us. We owe you."
Biden also thanked the half the population who have received their coronavirus vaccinations. 11 people with the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Houston have been fired, 6 others suspended, following the February death of Jacare Simmons while in the county jail. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Simmons was hit in the head a number of times by detention officers during fights he had after the jail lost power and water pressure during the deadly winter storm. Simmons had cuts to his face but told a jail doctor he was in no pain. He was found unresponsive in his jail cell and died at a hospital. An internal affairs investigation found the officers failed to bring him back to the clinic for follow-up x-rays. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.